801. You can also use Cash App at $WPFWFM. However you do it this morning, please connect with us. We need you now. $400 to go to make the Democracy Now! Goal. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done for over 48 years here at WPFW. Up next is What's at Stake with our host and producer for this morning, the esteemed Reverend Mark Thompson. It's going to be a great listen. We urge you to continue the calls. Keep them coming to support the upcoming show, 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. This is WPFW Washington.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Glad to be with you. Welcome to another episode of What's at Stake on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Happy to join you once a month here. And as you just heard, this is Pledge Drive. Now, you know what that means. We want everyone to support the great work of Pacifica. We just heard Democracy Now!, Pacifica. WPFW here in Washington, D.C. has been the home of so much great information and great music over the years. I was raised on the Bama, y'all. That was my introduction to WPFW and helped to really build my knowledge and appreciation for jazz. I had a major jazz collection when I was just a teenager, just a babe. And that's the influence WPFW has always had. And we want you all, we know you appreciate WPFW, but as always, we need your support, all the great work, all the great programming. Want to shout out Miyuki and Sister Katia, all the great work they do, and Verna Avery Brown for asking me to do this. So, and the host of this segment, as a matter of fact. So we have a goal for What's at Stake today. It is to reach the goal of $500. Now, some of you, one of you even, could do that with just one pledge if you want to. And then we can continue to go over all day. But please, here is what you need to do. You can go to WPFWFM.org. You may call 202-588-9739. Again, that's 202-588-9739. Or you can go to Cash App. That's $, real easy, WPFWFM, $, WPFWFM. And please give. In the ministry, we say the Lord loveth a cheerful giver, so to speak. But we thank you all in advance for your contributions, and we'll be checking those out and monitoring those during the course of our conversation. What's at Stake is on the air. Now, as you all know, my standard stock and trade is in the political realm. And so we're very fortunate to have with us a brother. He and I have done a lot of work together over the years, a lot of cross broadcasting and simulcasting. He's an author and a blogger, hosts his own show. He'll tell us about that. He's a political activist himself. So first, let's get an update on everything that our dear, dear brother, Egberto Willis, is up to. My brother, how are you?
Man, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you as usual, Rev. Last time I saw you, I think it was in either Chicago or Philadelphia at the Netroots Nation. And as usual, we had our great conversations and great interview where you laid out the land. I think you actually called the election as we spoke a few months ago, unfortunately, but you did.
Well, you know, actually, I think we were at Netroots this last summer in Baltimore.
Actually, you're right. It is in Baltimore. Yes.
Right,
yes.
Right. And we kind of were ahead of the curve.
Yes.
On Kamala possibly being the nominee, as well as one of my predictions didn't come true. Because as I said very prominently, I felt there should have been two women on the ticket.
Yes, I remember that.
but You know, like I said, if we're gonna go out in flames.
Mm-hmm.
But brother, it's good to see you. First of all, tell everybody about what you're up to these days and where they can find you and keep up with you. Let's get that at the outset.
Well, thank you so kindly. As you guys, I am actually the host of Politics Done Right on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, and we also simulcast over at Substack under Egberto Off the Record, and throughout YouTube and these other networks. So you can find me easily by simply going to politicsdoneright.com. Politicsdoneright.com is where you can find what I do. I'm a political activist and also an unabashed progressive host. So what we do is try to let people know the current state of the nation and what we as progressives need to do to reclaim what is justifiably ours.
Yeah, no, but that's very, very important. So, man, so much going on in the news. Now, help us to understand what is going on with these refugees from apartheid South Africa. I know you've been covering that.
Yes, I am. I think in general, progressives should make this a meme, a necessary meme. Because right. what we have is that the president of South Africa made it clear that there is no genocide going on in South Africa. There is no attack on white people going on in South Africa. In fact, what's going on in South Africa is the attempt at getting some sort of equity. 70% of the land in South Africa is controlled by the white minority, when there is a 93% black majority in the country. We understand that the Afrikaners came from Holland and other places to dominate the country, where they took things over. They threw black folks in the Bantustan. So that if there were anyone that could call themselves refugees at any time, would have been the actual residents of South Africa. Now, what occurred is that because there is a law that was passed that said lands that are deemed not used and lands that are deemed necessary for, like we would use public, eminent domain here in the United States, would be reclaimed. And in very few instances would the owners of that land not be compensated. Well, many have used that as an excuse to say there is an attack on the white farmer, which is completely false. Donald Trump, receiving his information from Elon Musk, who is a South African himself, believed on what they were saying and opened up, even as he has closed America accepting refugees from any other country, specifically any other country of color. He has made exceptions for the Afrikaners, which are the white African descendants of the Dutch and others. Now, interestingly, not only is he allowing them to come here, let's remember, I did an image of between how the Haitians were treated and how the South Africans were treated. The South Africans got chartered jet that flew to South Africa to pick them up, bring them to Dallas, right there in your part of the country, give them a ceremony, put them up, pay them, help them find jobs, help them find provide them with diapers and all the necessary things as any humane country would do. So the reality is, I am not fighting or concerned about United States doing a good thing for people who deem themselves refugees. But if they can get that kind of treatment when we know for a fact that they are, in fact, not refugees, why do we treat the people south of the border the way that we do? Why do we have men on horses whipping the Asians like slaves? Why do we treat and discard these people like they are not human beings? Why do the Governor Abbott of Texas put razor sharp wire along the Rio Grande to go ahead and harm these people? It is clear. And for everybody who supports Donald Trump, and specifically for people of color who support Donald Trump, a man who has proven that he thinks there are different degradations of humanity, how can you support something like that?
Right, right. No, that's a very relevant question. You mentioned Elon Musk too. Obviously, this is some type of a quid pro quo for Elon Musk's investment in his campaign, Elon Musk and his family being South African. That exposes what's really going on here, and the double standard, the treatment of other immigrants in this country. Even, I mean, they're kicking people out. They've snatched up a few people who are legitimately here. They've said they want to come after people who are illegal, but Alberto, they've kicked a few people out of this country who come from south of the border who are here legitimately, and a few people also. A good friend of mine, Mohsen Mawadi, who is here legally, a Palestinian, was detained for about 2 weeks himself. They finally released him. So they're snatching all these other folks up, and they've not done anything, including ones who are here rightfully and legally, right?
Yeah, a personal story. I am originally from Panama, and yeah. I'm a naturalized American citizen. I have a passport that shows that I'm a U.S. citizen, and I have, of course, it tells you what's the country of your birth. I have refrained from traveling outside of the country because I've heard too many stories of other people that are naturalized citizens coming into the country and taken aside, thrown into a room, and done massive interrogations on them. Now, as you know, both you and I, we do this type of politics. We do this type of programming. We do this type of hosting. What do you think is going to happen if I travel out of the country and come back? And even as they let me in, don't you think I'll be harassed?
Yeah. You're right. Brother, you better not do that in your position. How many South African and I dread even calling them that, but how many Afrikaners, so to speak, refugees are we talking about?
Well, the first plane load was, I think, 57 refugees, but there are 8,000 in South Africa right now that are seeking qualification or have been qualified to come to the United States. So the reality is we don't know the exact number, but we know 8,000 have already apply to the United States. And you know, you can almost be guaranteed that these 8,000 people that are coming here are not people of best repute. You know, Donald Trump always says, we get your criminals, we get, and you know, put all these. I can almost guarantee you without any research that the people who are going to leave South Africa are the people of less repute, if you will, than the average white South African, because the average white South African is living very well. They're living much better than the average black South African, even as the country apartheid has gone. They own 70% of the land. They own most of the resources of production. So what the reality is that it is a fraud that we're bringing these people in as refugee. But what's a bigger fraud is the amount of taxpayer dollars used to bring them in, even as DOGE is talking about cutting back, even as DOGE is talking about the burden the refugees from the south of the border are bringing to America. When we are flying planes to South Africa and as we patriate these people here, we're providing them with the welfare that the people south of the border are not getting, nor are they asking for.
Where are they going? Where are they going to be living? Do we know? Just wherever they can?
No. Well, actually, they'll be placed around the United States. But right now, there's a particular church that was supposed to assist with it. And they got so much flack that they decided we better back out of this because this is really an unfair situation. So I am not sure exactly who is going to help them right now, but they have the most important help that they need right now, and that is Donald Trump and Elon Musk using our taxpayer dollars to do whatever it takes to make sure they're comfortable and well taken care of.
Yeah, this is something else. I'm hard pressed to remember when other nations in Africa decolonized, where there was sort of an airlift or former folks this late in the game. I mean, we're 30 years out from democratic elections.
Yes.
Not to mention we're talking about countries that were colonized by the countries they were colonized by. So, you know, if they're going to go somewhere, you know, why not go to England or UK, or some of them are Dutch.
Right.
Those countries on it. That's interesting that they're not even asking for those. They're not inviting those people to come back. What does the United States have to do with finding housing and a place for people like that?
This is a DEI play. This is a DEI play. What it is really about, what it's really about is Donald Trump.
Do me a favor. Hold that thought. Yes. I got to do something real quick because we're in the middle of a pledge drive. And joining us now is the wonderful WPFW membership coordinator, Soteria Joyner, joins us now. Soteria, how are you? Welcome to What's at Stake.
Well, thank you. I am doing well. I'm enjoying, well, I don't know if enjoying is the right word to say about this information that we're receiving this morning, but I appreciate the information and I like that we're getting it, but you know, it's not a joy when we hear how our country is not only wasting our taxpayer dollars, but also when we compare that to how other people are treated. And your members and your listeners know that you give this type of information each and every month when you're on and can expect this type of in-depth information from What's at Stake each and every week. So we want to make sure to invite them to join WPFW and show their appreciation for the program, show their appreciation for the information that you're giving out today, and give us a call at 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can also click donate now at WPFWFM.org. We're accepting Cash App, that's $WPFWFM. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to support this wonderful resource for both education and entertainment. And, you know, Reverend Thompson is always just, you know, bringing it each time he's on. And What's at Stake in general is a wonderful program with a great history here at WPFW. So if you like me, you enjoy the information, you enjoy listening each week. If you appreciate it, WPFW brings you this type of programming with different voices and different information. Please make your donation, 202-588-9739. We've got someone to thank.
Yes, yes. Well, we've got a donation from Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. And Anonymous has made the pledge. We're about $380 left to go. Anonymous pledged just $120. Thank you. Others of you, please, ma'am, please, sir, 202-588-9739, or go to WPFWFM.org, or you can send your support via Cash App to $. You need a $ for Cash App. $WPFWFM. That's $WPFWFM. Come on, y'all. It's the first time I've done this on PFW. Y'all make me look good. Don't make me look bad. Give that money. Make Alberto look good and Soteria look good. We're at $500. We want to just pull in $500 for this 1 hour, but much more can come in. We know what's out there for all the important information. And if you want to continue to hear this type of information and receive this type of information, we need your support, your membership, your pledges as well. WPFW has been doing independent broadcasting for so long. And at this hour, we need that more than ever as we see what's happening with so many other media. So WPFW has been trying to get us in this habit for years. And those of you in the Washington area have been in this habit. We need you to keep that habit up. It's a good habit to have. One more time, folks, 202-588-9739 or WPFWFM.org, and also Cash App, $WPFWFM. Soteria is going to be sticking around a little bit. Of course, you are.
Yeah, of course. I'm enjoying it. And I want to make sure to remind people, you can become a sustainer as Anonymous in Gaithersburg did. So you can do it for as little as $10 a month, as much as $1,000 or whatever your budget will allow. So consider becoming a sustainer where you can give a little bit that makes a big difference at WPFW. 202-588-9739 or donate now at WPFWFM.org.
Now I'm gonna take care. Follow Sateri's lead. You know, in the church, we do it a little differently, but I'm not gonna do that. I don't know if I can do that, if that's appropriate to do on radio. But we'll see. Thank you, Sateri. We'll check back in with you in just a little while. Okay. Bless you.
Can I make a pitch here for the program real quick that I want to put out there, and that is, first of all, I've known Reverend Thompson for quite a bit. And I can tell you the work ethic is there. But more importantly, right now, if you take a look at what's happening in mainstream media, we need his voice. Let me explain why. Right now, if you listen to mainstream media, and as I look at a screen right now, I see them all talking about the plane that Donald Trump is getting, as if that $400 million is the big issue. Whereas the con that is occurring with the Trump coin, the con that is occurring with his website, that is on the order of billions of dollars that isn't getting covered, but is getting covered right here with Reverend Thompson. So, I mean, if we have to keep these types of independent media organizations going and having hosts like the Reverend doing this kind of work, because this is where you will be getting real info, real news, not controlled by the corporatocracy. So again, 202-588-9739 or 800-222-9739. Please give a call and get that sustaining membership, because it's worth it. It's worth it. $10 a month or whatever you can, or go to WPFWFM.org and hit that donate button. And of course, Cash App. $WPFPFM. Brother, thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with you here.
So now you all hear that. My brother did his own work for us. Sounds like you have some experience in pitching during pledge drives, brother Herberto.
We are all family, man. We are all family. We work on public radio here, and that's the only way we can make it, by making sure all these stations stay strong.
Wonderful, wonderful. Folks, we're talking about it, and we're going to talk about some other topics, but we've been talking about it. I cut you off. I wanted you to finish making your point on these South African refugees and the plane, and how none of these other countries where their ancestors originally came from before they colonized South Africa, we had the Boer War and everything. We were talking about that, Herberto. Tell us about, you know, why there's no other interest in some of these other places. I think you were about to say that. And folks, those of you who want to join the conversation, not just pledge, but join the conversation, 202-588-0893. Go ahead, Herberto.
Yeah, it's important to, I mean, I think you brought up that excellent point, right? Why aren't they going back to Germany? Why aren't they going back to Great Britain? Why aren't they going back to Holland, right? To the Netherlands? Why? Because they are, this has nothing to do with refugee status. This is a DEI play that we are making here. We are attempting to make America whiter. That's why Donald Trump brought up the birth issue, because he believed most of the people that would take advantage of the birth issue would be the particular people of the right hue. That is why he got rid of the Library of Congress person, because they want to make sure that America is focused on this DEI thing. They want to make it seem like the people of color are harming white people. That is what they have to get into the psyche of Americans to be able to do the things that they want to do. Absent that, guess what's going to happen? Does Bacon Rebellion ring a bell? Okay. So the idea is you have to make sure and keep that friction in society. That's why DEI is strong. I've heard people talk about DEI that were once once NAACP members.
Yeah. That's right. That's very significant. Let me do this. We've got an update on our pledge tally. And this is actually quite providential. So Anonymous gave us, we're just $130 away from our goal of 500 folks. And it we have from Arlington, Virginia, Lafayette pledging $150. Thank you, Lafayette. And 100 from Denise Rolock Barnes. Speaking of media and independent media, Denise Rolock Barnes is the publisher of one of our great Black newspapers in the National Newspaper Publishers Association, the Washington Informer. And so, Denise, we appreciate you. And this is important as we talk about South Africa, Egberto and audience. It was Denise Rolock Barnes' father, Calvin Rolock, who financed my trip to South Africa. It was
wow.
Calvin Rolock, Kathy Hughes, and AFL-CIO sent me to South Africa to broadcast my show during the elections live from South Africa. And I never will forget that. So I don't even know, Denise, I don't know, even know if you remember that, but if it hadn't been for your dad, that would not have happened. So we're talking about South Africa right now. Denise, we thank you. We just need $130 more dollars to reach our goal, and we're just halfway through the show. So come on, folks, let's get on the phone. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Also, you can go to WPFWFM.org or Cash App, $WPFW FM. Let's see, we've got a caller on this topic. Caller, go right ahead. You're on the air with Egberto Willis. We have, Michael, we still have the caller? Maybe not. They're not saying anything, though. The caller, can you hear me? Okay, cool. Thank you, Michael. Caller, you're on the air with Egberto Willis on What's at Stake.
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany, Mark. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, hey, Rick, how you doing, man? I'm good. We can hear you. Yes, sir.
Still alive after 20 years of CIA intestinal parasites. I remember in 1984, there was a book released by an anthropologist, Vincent Crapanzano, and the title of that book was Waiting, The Whites of South Africa. And shortly after the release of that book, during the Reagan-Bush years, South Africans were brought into America and resettled not only in Texas, but in parts of Arizona. And they knew that the writing was on the wall, that if blacks took over South Africa, what the wicked ones did to the blacks there would be repaid sooner or later. So they got out of Dodge. And I knew it was only a matter of time before a crazy Republican came to power, that more South Africans would find their way into America. I'm done, fellas.
So you sharing with us some history I was not aware of. So some of them have been brought here in the past during the Reagan-Bush period. Did you know that, Egberto?
Yeah, it was during the time when Reagan was instituting this policy called constructive engagement. While Pan-Africa and all these other guys were trying to get rid of South Africa, get rid of apartheid at all costs, we were in a period where Reagan wanted to stay engaged with the white South African government of both, I believe it was, and others, they call it that engagement. And yes, a lot of South Africans move over then. But I want to point out something. The South African Constitution is a much better constitution than ours in that it is a humane document and not a capital document. And as a humane document, those white people in South Africa, they've suffered no penalties for the ills they imposed on black people. In other words, in fact, they had their reconciliation councils, et cetera, where they got together. and forgave each other. Well, not forgave each other. The black folks forgave what the Afrikaners did to them, etc. So it's important for us to understand that this fallacy that Donald Trump tries to put out there, that these the black folks now are attempting to harm these benevolent Afrikaners, the people who once had them on Bantu stands and all these different on all the badlands, that never happened. Nelson Mandela ought to be have to be given great credit for having the dignity and the humanity not to turn the other not to pull an eye for an eye, but to actually say, you know what? We are not going to keep the violence going. We are going to do the right thing. The thing that you guys didn't do, we'll do. And that is think humanity first.
So speaking of constructive engagement, that was taking place at the time I was an 18-year-old student at Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And that's where I began my journalism career in Washington, writing for the Georgetown student newspaper, The Hoya, and writing stories every day about against constructive engagement. And we ultimately closed university to get it down, protested and shut down university to get it to divest from South Africa. But it was that Reagan administration that maintained that policy. And, you know, I was in the School of Foreign Service, Egberto, at Georgetown. And whenever Reagan officials would come and speak, particularly, you remember his name, the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs in the Reagan administration was Chester Crocker.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't remember the name. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Crocker. So he came to speak. Whenever he would show up, and it was the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown has a very close relationship with the diplomatic corps and the foreign service environment community. And we would sing Hugh Masekela, bring back Nelson Mandela. We would sing that and drown out his speech and then go to jail and then sing it in jail. But no, you're absolutely right in terms of that history and what that meant. So, folks, this is something that we ought to be concerned about as the double standard happens to our other family from the global south in particular. Any other comments? 202-588-0893 for comments on this topic. Want to shift, though, because I see you've also been covering. See, so many things aren't getting coverage. Folks want to talk about the plane. That's what the dude you say on the show. Trump's plane, which obviously, Berto, raises questions about emoluments. Let's just touch on that briefly. Is this not evidence that there are literally, as Kamala Harris said, there would be no guardrails, even the Constitution is being rendered obsolete. No other president has done that. You can't just go get a new plane from a whole nother country as a gift and start flying it all over the place as president, right? That you're not supposed to be able to do. That's no, the emoluments clause.
And the plane is already there. And I think it's right here in San Antonio. And it's here. And you're right. It is nobody's enforcing the Constitution. At this point in time, Donald Trump should have already been impeached for, again, violating the Constitution.
Indeed, indeed. Let's take a break now, folks. The community calendar.
Peace. This is your social justice calendar for the week of May 12, 2025. Wednesday, May 14th is Pan-African Community Action's next Asada Shakur Study Group Session, Pan-Africanism 101, an interactive multimedia session addressing the common political and economic struggles we face, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Black Workers and Wellness Center on 2500 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast D.C. More info and requested registration is on panafricanism101.eventbrite.com. Thursday, May 15th is the timely webinar, How Brazil Beat Back Authoritarianism, presented by the Institute for Policy Studies and Center for Economic and Policy Research from 12:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. More info and registration can be found on ips-dc.org/events. On Thursday, May 15th at 8 a.m., the 77th anniversary of the ongoing Palestinian Nakba and resistance to Israeli apartheid, Radio Free Palestine will launch at 8 a.m. Eastern Time with programming from radio stations and producers across five continents with streams in Arabic, English, French, and Spanish. WPFW is again helping Radio Free Palestine by producing special programming that will run on Thursday, May 15th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, May 17th, 11 to 5 p.m., the National Reparations Rally and Festival, located at Landsberg Park, 1098 Delaware Avenue Southwest. For more info, visit www.nationalreparationsnetwork.org. Sunday, May 18th, Ketu Oladuwa, former death row inmate turned poet, will present accompanied by author poet Caroline Brewer and more talent. Artwork by currently incarcerated people will be displayed. Creative Suitland, 4719 Silver Hill Road, Suitland, Prince George's County, from 3 to 5 p.m. This is a free event. WPFW Social Justice Calendar connects you to grassroots activism in the DMV. Submissions can be emailed to socialjustice@wpfw.org. Please include the name, date, and address of the event. This is due by Thursday at 5 p.m. at least 1 week in advance of your event. Please donate to WPFW by clicking the donate button on wpfwfm.org. WPFW Social Justice Calendar helps build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Thank you for that. We've got another caller on the line for Egberto Willis. Caller, go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Am I the one?
Yes, you are.
Am I the one? Okay. It's refreshing to have these young people, Africans from the Western Hemisphere. I wonder if they could help us come up with somebody like Lesterville Middleton that is linking us here in the Western Hemisphere with African scholars around the world to highlight our contribution to world civilization. Secondly, it's also refreshing too that young people like Ibrahim Traore is electrifying Africans on the continent. If we can get some intelligent leaders like the two of you to link up with those ones on the African continent so that we can actually come together and really bring true civilization and true freedom to humanity globally.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I agree. I think that's what... our brother Egberto and I have been doing and will continue to do. I was a student of Lesterville Middleton's from a distance. And, you know, Lesterville did a lot to bring the great scholars like Sheikh Anta Jope and John Henry Clark and Dr. Yosef Benyakin and Sharshi McIntyre to the airwaves. And many of us continued in that vein. So I appreciate you, caller. That's what we've got to continue to do. And we want to lift up our contributions to the diaspora. I want to come back to that. But first, I want to just go to one other story as we look at so many things that are being covered and are not being covered. Egberto, you are covering and are emphatic in your coverage that they're going, the Trump administration plans to take away our health insurance, our Medicaid. That's, no one else is talking about that or covering that. Talk to us about that, if you would.
Yeah, and that is what the smoke and mirrors are all about with Donald Trump. The plane is a smoke and mirrors. The drug deal that he claimed to have that really isn't a drug deal at all. It's all to get people away from the real subject at hand, and that is to since they couldn't get the Affordable Care Act dismembered because of McCain back in, during the first Trump administration, they're doing it in a backdoor fashion because they know Americans want to have at least the Affordable Care Act. And note what I said, at least the Affordable Care Act. What we really need is a Medicare for all system. But right now, nobody wants to put that in the forefront. Yesterday, Tuesday, the Ways and Means Committee and other committees at the same time were discussing all these cuts that were going to be made to Medicaid. But they didn't want anybody following it on C-SPAN or whatever. So what we had is we had the airplane story, and we had the little drug story, and we had all these other stories. And if you watch TV yesterday, whether it's be CNN, MSNBC, or any of the others, the only story you saw was that sexy story about that Qatari plane sitting on the tarmac, and why, you know, we had Democratic Congress people talking about the emoluments clause and talking about which they should. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but while they're talking about that, that is taking up airtime. There's a finite amount of time in that people have that people are watching TV. That time should be used to tell folks your Medicare, your father's Medicare, your aunt's who is in the nursing homes, Medicaid, your family who lives in rural area, those hospitals will be closing. You cannot allow this to occur. You cannot give a free pass to your congressperson, whether Republican or Democrat, to allow this to happen. When that law is passed, it's just that, passed. And at that point, there's little you can do until God knows when to go ahead and recover what you would have lost. The plane, the emoluments clause can be handled anytime. We can handle that after the budget has been passed. But we can't. But if we worry about something right now and not what's occurring with your health care, it is too late. Yes. Look, I want to interject with this. I'm glad that you said not a lot of people are covering this, Reverend, because here's the deal. The reason we can cover this is because those folks who are listening to you right now, they are the ones who support this station. Mm. That's the reason you can hear that. So, folks, let's bring the Reverend over the top. Let's do that now. 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739 or 800-222-9739 or go to WPFWFM.org. Hit that donate button, baby, and let's go ahead and bring the brother over the top. Cash App, $ WPFPFM. WPF. Did I get that right? WPFWFM, right?
That's right. You got it.
WPFWFM.
Sataria. Our brother's helping us out. You see, my man, he's Egberto was with
him.
I see.
Thank you.
No, no, you have to remember, we are family, man. We are Pacifica, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We are Pacifica. Right. And thank you, Egberto. First of all, thank you for being on today and giving us all this great information. And thank you, Reverend Thompson. Thank you to all of you out there listening. And we want to thank, we got Junior in Mount Airy, Maryland. We've got Anonymous in D.C. And again, thank you again to Lafayette and Denise Rolock Barnes, as well as Anonymous in Gaithersburg. I also want to thank Anonymous in Annapolis, who gave their donation to support G-Strings, but it's all one pot. So we really appreciate you still making your donation, Anonymous. And we want to invite more of you to call in, make your donation. Think about becoming a sustainer today. You can become a sustainer for as little as $10 a month, as much as $1,000 a month, or how much ever your budget will allow, but become a sustainer, because the sustainers do just that. They allow us to budget and plan because we have a dedicated monthly amount coming in. And so in between pledge drives, we know what we have to spend. So your $10 a month becomes $120 each year. Your $30 a month becomes $360 per year. So those small monthly amounts add up to make a huge difference at WPFW. So please consider giving us a call and becoming a sustainer at 202-588-9739. Click donate now at WPFWFM.org. Cash App us at $WPFWFM. You can even text us to donate. You can text the letters WPFWFM to the phone number 801-801. So you use those numbers as the phone number, and basically the message you would send is WPFWFM, and then it'll send you a link and you follow that. We're trying to make it easy because we know that you're busy and you got things to do, but you also love and support WPFW, What's at Stake, and the wonderful work that Reverend Thompson does. 202-588-9739.
Thank you, Sataria. The wonderful work that we all do, folks. And guess what? We have breaking news. We have reached our goal and have gone over our goal. But folks, we want to keep it going. We've got a few more minutes left in the show. Please, ma'am, please, sir, give whatever you can. And let's keep these numbers going up as we have them. McBurto Willis, so glad to have him here and all the information he's giving us. In the moments remaining, McBurto, we are diasporic people, you from Panama as well. It's like, and I was saying to someone last night, it's almost as if Ben Chavis and I were talking last night, the president of the National Newspaper Publishers Association, and the way everyone is talking about the Pope being a member of the diasporic family. It's almost as if, Egberto, I wonder if you would agree, it's almost as if with all of the bad and alarming news, it's almost like an escape, something good to talk about, something else to be interested in besides Trump on a 24-hour news cycle, that we have a Pope. It would appear that everyone can claim. Now, I'm just learning at this moment about Creole culture. Yeah, I didn't know about it. I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. But it's really been interesting learning about some of this. And what are your thoughts about this and how this is unfolding and people's fascination with it?
People want America to be what America says it is so badly. They want America. Look, remember, I'm from Panama.
Yes.
America was on a pedestal. I mean, we Panamanians, we knew about slavery. We knew about the genocide against the Indians, the indigenous. We knew about how the Chinese were treated. We knew about how the Irish were treated. We knew all those things. But what we also knew is that America was a government, a system that allowed itself to atone and had been atoning over the years. There's a lot left to atone, but it's been there. So we put America on that pedestal because there are a lot of countries who their bad stays bad. Their bad never gets better. Mm. We get better as a society because the salsa that we are, I don't call it a melting pot, because we can all keep our cultures and enjoy other people's culture. That's a salsa. We don't have to melt into one thing. I love going for Italian food. I love going to some good soul food and having me the chitlins and all that good stuff. I love it. I love it all, right? I love going to get some friends. I love it all. I don't want it all changed. And the rest of the world, Donald Trump is a shock. Donald Trump is all what America is not supposed to be.
Right.
I do believe that electing this Pope, who is a naturalized Peruvian citizen of Creole descent, whose mother was identified as Black, whose grandmother was identified as Black. I mean, I think that, and again, has that native in him as well. I think and I don't know whether he accepts that or not. We don't know how he grew up or anything like that. But we know that is his lineage. And you can't run from what your DNA says.
Right?
You can't run from that. And I think the rest of the world said, and these cardinals probably said, you know what? We have to redeem America. You know, America is still one of the most important nations in the world. Why not put a Pope in there that let them live up to who they claim that they are? And you know what? I don't think they could have found a better one. I mean, at least they didn't choose Dolan. You know, at least they didn't choose the bishop from New York. They chose, what's his name? I can't remember his correct name right now, but Leo the 14th. They chose right. And in so doing, I think they have redeemed, or rather they have put us in a place as Americans where we can say, well, we can't be proud of this president, but my God, we've got the Pope.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Now, if and you know, people say, well, is he going to acknowledge it? See, my thing is, he doesn't have to hold a press conference.
He is it.
He is it, right. And, yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, Egberto. If you don't want it acknowledged, you scrub that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That stuff hit. Black Catholic Messenger had that 5 minutes after he walked out on that balcony.
Yes.
And then I Googled it. It was nothing. Yes. It was all transparent. So to me, that's a statement in and of itself. But now, as I'm interested in the culture, I'm learning more about it. Isn't it true that some Panamanians are a part of or consider themselves a part of the Creole family?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, if we go across the Americas, right, you will see the same thing. Because, again, America, the entire America was colonized by a different set of Europeans. But remember, these Europeans share something in common. After all, your kings and their queens intermarried, whether it be the German queen, the Dutch queen, I mean, all of these folks are one. And they were the colonizers of America and the Caribbean. So, you know, I let's see, I got 2 minutes. Let me tell you a 1 minute story. When I came to this country, when I came to America and I went to the University of Texas, where we did march against apartheid as well. I was one of those guys with the boots and the beret on. Right. And it was funny because I was seeking, you know, going around, and I found the African-American Culture Committee, and I had to go join. Right. I was in a lot of different groups, but I wanted to make sure and be in this Black group as well. So I joined the Afro-American Culture Committee, and we were talking about Reverend Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And I said, yeah, I like Reverend Martin Luther King, but I have a closer affinity to Malcolm X because I was more an eye for, you know, in other words, I'm not going to hurt you, but if you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. Okay. And that's a kind of, you know, I wasn't going to turn the cheek. And they attacked me. And the final blow was when they say, you are not one of us anyway. You're an import. And I had two choices, leave that room and just say, no, I'm not one of you, or acknowledge who I really was. I was one of them. Right. I am one of you. And you're not going to take that away from me. I didn't come to the Americas on a pleasure ship. Mm. I came on the same kind of ships you guys came. Mine just landed into a different place than yours. So we are the same. And they got an education that day because I had a pig head when I got to the United States. And I said, no, we are the same. And the other thing that I made sure to do, and I said, and by the way, I thank you, brothers, for being the leaders that have allowed me to come over here. Because, yes, again, the leaders of the movement were our folks right here in the United States, and some that migrated, Marcus Garvey and others migrated from the Caribbean. But this is the genesis of the change and the rephrase. I mean, Haiti, we have to put Haiti in a different box, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. But no, I mentioned Dr. Clark earlier, and he coined the term the African world. And we are Panamanian. The only reason I'm not Panamanian is where my folk got off the boat.
Right.
So we folks got, I'm not Dominican and you aren't Haitian. Right. This all depends on where folks got off. That's very, very important. My brother, I so appreciate you for being here. Again, tell everyone where they can find you every day.
Every day you can find me at politicsdoneright.com. I'm at Substack as well. politicsdoneright.com/newsletter is where you can actually pick up my Substack as well. So look, I appreciate the time that you gave me here to be on with you, Reverend. You know, I really respect you. I respect the work that you do, and I follow the work that you do.
And likewise, my brother, Substack's blowing up. He invited me to do a Substack with him. We're going to do that soon, one of these days, folks, probably in the next week or so.
Yes.
Folks, we also, we reached our goal and have surpassed it, but WPFW as a whole has not. So again, even after we go off the air, continue to give 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Text WPFWFM to 801-801. Cash App. $WPFWFM, and also WPFWFM.org. Folks, please continue to give. Tell others, ask others to continue to give. This is so, so important. We reached our goal on this show, And we're thankful. Thankful to all of you. Junior, Anonymous, Lafayette, Denise, a lot of Anonymouses. And I get it, y'all, because this Joker, we don't know what he's doing. He might be listening right now. But we're going to continue to give. And the goal is $235,000 in this pledge drive. And we're still a little bit behind that. We're over $100,000 behind. So let's not stop. The money that you all have given today to bring us to this point helps. And the fact that you've gone over, folks, helps reach that goal. But we've got to continue. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. Once again, thank you to Egberto Willis. We love our brothers. Stay tuned for more, folks. And coming up next, right behind us, Wake Up and Stay Awake with Reverend Dr. Ife Williams, one of my attorneys. Thank you to our engineer, Michael Nasella, executive producer, Vern Avery Brown. Thank you to Miyuki Williams, Katia Stitt. Thank you to Sataria Joyner. Thank you to you all. God bless you all. This has been What's at Stake.
National Reparations Rally, Saturday, May 17th, a festival of unity and celebration of the ongoing quest for reparations, as well as the 100th anniversary of the birth of Malcolm X. Speakers include Tony Browder, Robin Ruth Simmons, Amala Yeshitala, Ajua Ayaturo, and Ayo Handy Kindi, with virtual remarks from Maulana Karenga, actress Erica Alexander, and Ben Chavis. Performers include Raz Cass, along with DC's own Ayanna Gregory, Afi Soul, Lucy Murphy, Free Ben Jammin, Nana Malaya, Randy Payton, and Laini Mataka, May 17th, Landsberg Park, 1098 Delaware Avenue Southwest, 11 a.m.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, "I support jazz and justice," without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
On Thursday, May 15th, the 77th anniversary of the ongoing Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe, and the people's resistance, Radio Free Palestine will launch at 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. on WPFW and stations across North America, to air programming from producers across five continents. There will be separate streams in Arabic, English, French, and Spanish. Our presentation will be in English and include discussions, speeches, music, poetry, and updates. That's Radio Free Palestine, beginning at 8 a.m., May 15th, on WPFW, Radio for the Resistance.
We close our spring pledge drive on May 19th, 8 a.m. until midnight, with Black Shining Prince, Malcolm X at 100, celebrating and unpacking the life and legacy of one of the most brilliant and charismatic intellectuals and pan-Africanists of the 20th century. The title is a reference to Ossie Davis's eulogy of Malcolm X, where he referred to him as our own Black Shining Prince. The teachings, speeches, and writings of El Hajj Malik El Shabazz continue to guide millions around the world in their quest for liberation. That's Black Shining Prince, Malcolm X at 100, May 19th, 8 a.m. until midnight on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
In celebration of the life and legacy of activist and composer Bernice Johnson Regan, Wise Regan Arts and Strathmore presents Over My Head, I Hear Music in the Air, a night of song, poetry, and reflection, featuring Toshi Regan with special guests Liz Wright, Alexis Pauline Gums, original members of the Freedom Singers, and more. Friday, May 16th at the Strathmore. Information at strathmore.org.
Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Malcolm Lives, an event of spoken word commemorating Malcolm X's 100th birthday and paying tribute to the last poets, happening Wednesday, May 14th at the Black Cat, 1811 14th Street Northwest. That's 1811 14th Street Northwest. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Details including performing lineup